Dr. Molly, I see that you're back in. If you have any final words that you want to say, the floor is yours, or Dr. James, I see you back as well.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. I just want to say this discussion is not complete without Finderella One. She is another physician with us and has been on the very leading edge of everything. So you might want to consider bringing her up before you close out. But if this is what you see and this is what they're planning to do in the future, imagine the crimes against humanity that have happened in the past. You know, this is a concerted effort by Pfizer to block early treatment. Hundreds of thousands of people died because of that. We saw vaccine complications in the ICU as early as March 2021, and nobody was reporting that. And what happened is the doctors who saw that and talked about it no longer have a job. They forced this on healthcare workers and continue to do so in the hospital, giving no credence or not acknowledging a natural immunity in any way. And I posted up on the Nest here that they actually have an FDA hearing, I believe it is tomorrow, to make these shots an annual, to go from the regular or the initial series to the boosters and make those an annual shot. So maybe give that a look. We hashtag stop the shots, and I would suggest you guys tweet that out. So thanks.
All right, everyone. This is James O'Keefe signing off to produce and finish producing the video that will come out. Tomorrow, I'll leave you with this. My encounter with this Pfizer executive will air tomorrow later in the day.
Can we do another space after that, James, once you release that?
Yes, we'll do another space. I don't know. I do. Well, yes, and you will match the donation.
will that be tomorrow. A daily thing now?
Colleague, that wasn't my idea. John over there was came up with that. And we'll probably do a Twitter space. We'll probably put that out tomorrow. And thank you all. And in Veritas Vos Libera Beat, the truth shall set you free. Good night.
Good job, James.
Thanks, James. All right. We've got, I believe it's Jamal Hawley. I saw you had your hand raised. The floor is yours.
Yeah, thank you very much. I wanted to catch James before he go. Jamal Hawley here, New Jersey State Representative Emeritus from New Jersey. First off, I just want to thank James and the whole Project Veritas team. I think this was by far one of the most explosive reports you have done. And I'm a Democrat, and Big Pharma is headquartered here in New Jersey, and we've been able to beat Big Pharma on some of the mandates that they tried to get through the New Jersey legislature. But what I want to say tonight is, and this was a very good discussion tonight, what I want to say tonight is, while we are very outraged that this has happened, some of us have knew all along. But I think now what we need to do, and I want to recommend the Project Veritas and James and the whole team, we have to move to an educational space where we educate the public, we continue to bring the public on and educate them, because it's 16,000 folks online tonight, but I think that there's thousands and millions of more who just don't have this information and are very much suspecting all along what was going on. So I would like to see this type of space move from reporting, which has been great, but also educating the rest of the community. You guys have done a job well done. I love the discussion tonight, and I look forward to tomorrow.
Thank you for that. And I think that's a great point. You know, we'll continue to evolve these spaces as we go. You know, we just kind of got started with these last week, but we've, you know, quickly found success with them. And, you know, we hope you guys are enjoying them. Steven Steele, YouTube talk show host and recording artist. The floor is yours.
Hey, thanks, Eric. Appreciate the space. This is just, in my opinion, the most explosive, most significant Project Veritas expose thus far. I mean, the implications of this are just hard to wrap your head around. I think Kim stated pretty accurately earlier. So basically, what you guys have done, it seems that you've caught and confirmed that Pfizer is essentially creating new problems to sell new solutions at the expense of our lives, our freedom, and our safety, all with the help of not only Twitter, Facebook, and now it's seemingly Google, which doesn't really come as a surprise to some of us who've been following this for a while. My question is, with the collusion of not only our government with a company like Pfizer, not only with big tech and everything else, anything else that directly impacts how we communicate, how we research, and what we get to see, how does this impact the collusion of all of these massive entities together? How will this impact Project Veritas' focuses in the future?
Matt, do you you want to take that one?
Sure. I mean, look, obviously PV has focused on a lot of different sectors of society, media, politics, or corrupt politicians, not politics per se, but the bad behavior of the, you know, that goes on in our electoral system, which is rife. And education has been a huge focus, which, you know, because, again, like public health, it's something that touches everybody. You know, everybody, no matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, you know, you all care about your kids. Everyone cares about their kids, and everyone also cares about their health. And we have done, you know, with COVID, we definitely had some great stories. We had some of our whistleblowers from the inside and people who came to us with information who came up. We definitely did a bunch of stories, as well as the media and how it covered it. I would love to see, and I think we need to talk about it inside, you know, how do we get people inside these institutions? We've had private sector. We've had a lot of private sector. But the FDA, Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, NIH, CDC, you know, the experts who are, you know, telling us how we should live. And if anyone now in our society dissents from that, you know, they get deplatformed or shut down or made to be pariahed or lost employment opportunity. And so, like, we need to bring the debate toward that. And I think if we do, then we will turn people in these sort of quote-unquote expert institutions to open their eyes a little bit. Because the mainstream media has totally abrogated their responsibility in sourcing these kind of stories, investigating them, and doing real journalism. So, I mean, I don't have a definitive answer on how we get from point A to point B. But right now, the story could be the catalyst for it. And we're going to keep on fighting to make it so.
Hey, Eric and host... Spaces is glitching for me. I can't move people up. Brett Weinstein is at the bottom. You know, I think we should bring him up. He's a very knowledgeable guy about all the topics. And if you see anyone else requesting to speak, you got to help me because it's not working for me.
Yeah, it's been doing the same on my end a little bit. But Brett, if you could send a request, I'll definitely be on the look for it. Let's go back to Kevin. I know you weighed in a little bit before. If you got any final thoughts, now's the time.
Yeah, I think in times like this, we have to celebrate victories. Obviously, this video is one of them. Another one that occurred today is Jeanine Yoons and her team seem to get the judge in California to begin to see the light on reversing the insane fascist laws against medical freedom for physicians in California. But I do think we need to take some advice from Buckminster Fuller here. Is I don't think we're going to vote our way out of this. I think we have to, you know, rebuild a new system. And that system requires decentralized medicine with direct primary care. It involves rebooting peer review on blockchains and reviews, a lot of review of Nature's Pharmacy, of looking at these generic drugs that were banned and taking a closer look at, as crazy as it sounds, medical cannabis and medical psilocybin access, MDMA, all of these drugs that are starting to get used that are somewhat outside of their grasp. This is going to be the key to getting outside of this fascist fiat science.
We knew, you know, ivermectin early on had positive effects for people. It really did have a remedy type quick response for many, many people. Yet, because of its generic status and its low profitability, it was never something that was allowed to be widely prescribed. And people had to almost go to the black market to get something that we know the safety profile on. I mean, that alone creates a ginormous medical ethical quandary. We have something we know the safety profile that we can widely and cheaply distribute and produce. But instead, we're going to go and deliver by fiat. And even many states wanted to do it by law. an experimental drug therapy that has no long-term safety data. So certainly your point is well made that we should. The question is, how do we get there? And that is going to be, as much as it pains me to say it, on a regulatory regime change. There has to be a more strident regulatory evaluation going on than has been with Big Pharma. I mean, this is our lives and our health and the health of the entire human race at risk now, especially with viruses that can spread globally.